I'm Donna Francavilla in Birmingham. Many of the civil rights leaders who blazed a trail of justice and equality are now fading away. It was the spring of 1963. A freedom fighter from Mississippi challenged those attending a mass meeting at the 6th Avenue Baptist Church here in Birmingham.
Negroes in Birmingham, do you want to be free?
That recording came from the archives at the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. Choir voices and churches then adapted former slave songs, changing the words just a bit.
Black people have been very religious folk, and so we looked to God to help us and to strengthen us in the movement.
Reverend Abraham Woods.
So it's nothing strange that we took an old song which said, "We shall overcome someday," and we sort of made some adjustments with the words, and we related it to our struggle.
Reverend Woods, now 77, is resigning this month. He's giving the job of Birmingham Southern Christian Leadership president to his 72-year-old brother.
Being the voice for the voiceless and the hands and feet for those that were feeble and causes I had to champion, I will not be able to do that.
Some 40 years after the civil rights struggle forever altered the lives of black people in the South and throughout our nation, the people who blazed important trails fade from the limelight. Donna Francavilla, Birmingham.